You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Hello, everybody. Bing is for doing, and we're here doing another after show for E's Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Season 8, Episode 7. Home is where your mom is. I'm Jason Eichler, and joining me as always
is Danica Kennedy.
And Keaton is out indefinitely. She's out of town on business, so she'll be returning, we're not sure when. Hopefully soon. But we gotta hop into this episode. So Kim is about to pop, obviously. Pretty pregnant. And she finds out that the house she's trying to move into is not gonna be ready until next February, as in February 2014, right?
Yeah. Which always happens when reconstructions are going on.
It just gets pushed back. And her lease right now is up in July. And so when do we... I think this episode takes place like March or April of this year, I'm assuming.
It's so hard to tell because I feel like they try to fake it on Instagram and Twitter that it's happening when the show comes out, even though it's 6 months before. So I think it was about 6 months ago.
So yeah, she's like a few months out of giving birth and she finds out she doesn't have a place to live. And so Chris is like, why don't you just move in with me? Which is obviously a touchy subject because I wouldn't want to move in with my mom, would you?
Yeah, it's different. Once you have moved out of your parents' house and you move back, I don't know if you've ever done that before.
Yeah.
Have you moved out and
then
come back?
I like in between like school and grad school, I'd come home for the summer and it's horrible.
It's weird because you're used to doing whatever you want. And then when you have a parental figure again telling you what to do, it's kind of like, I don't know. But Kim is the moneymaker kind of the family. I mean, Chris is the momager, but
Chris is also like very invasive.
Yes.
So it's not like she would respect her privacy or anything.
No, but that's what they were talking about when Bruce found out that she was going to possibly move in.
He was pissed.
She was like, there's already enough crazy energy and
in the house.
Estrogen going on.
But I thought Chris brought up a good point when Courtney and Kim were in the car driving and she's like, for your baby's safety, this is a gated house and the paparazzi can't get in. And that... like, she has to think of all these other things going into it besides just I'm having a baby. Because the whole world wants to see this baby. And it's not even like, obviously, Courtney's babies are, people want to see the pictures and everything. But Kim's just on another level because of Kanye and because of who Kim is as well.
She's just a bigger celebrity altogether, too. They make it seem like Kim's a single parent on this show so much.
Yeah, okay, we need to talk about this because... she'll, like, mention Kanye in passing, but it's like...
oh, he's in Paris recording something, giving an excuse why he's not there.
Yeah, like, he can fly somewhere to do press, but he can't fly to help you find a home that you're going to live in.
I mean, Scott's the one that's been helping her out and stuff, which we'll dive into that, of course. But even the whole house hunting thing, I know she has a bunch of money, but if you're only planning on living somewhere for 6 months, she was looking at this huge house. It was, like, six bedrooms with... three guest houses and Woodland Hills, really far out of the way. Beautiful house.
But I guess if it's kind of like the lifestyle you're used to, like why would if you can afford it, why would you go for something smaller?
I love when they were talking about the reasons why she shouldn't move into her mom's house.
Okay, yeah,
toilet paper.
The black shower and the black toilet paper that gets stuck in your vag.
And leaves little black
was the problem,
flakes.
Which she doesn't have a problem with black things in her vag.
Obviously.
Kanye. But it's so funny that Chris uses black toilet paper.
Yeah.
It's kind of classy.
I think it's kind of cool, but I don't think I want some black flakes hanging out up there. But then Chris is like, we can buy white toilet paper when you move in.
Well, and my question too is, where does Kanye fit into this picture?
I know. Is he going to move in? And doesn't he have a house in LA?
Because they're living together right now, right?
Yeah, I think so. It sounds like
I think the house they bought together in LA.
Well, I would assume that he that would already have a house February. Here.
Yeah.
So I don't understand if her house is under construction, why couldn't she just live in his apartment or whatever he has instead?
It doesn't make sense. And where, because I think that would be so unfair to make him move in with Chris, too. That just seems like too many egos in one house.
I mean, it would be nice to have, you know, grandma there to help out with
But
the
I think
baby,
that's like, if you have a baby, first of all, she can afford help and nannies and all that. But obviously, it's nice if your mom's there for, like, the first couple weeks. But then to, like, move in with your mom, with your baby daddy, just seems like tons of tension.
Well,
especially
Kendall
and Kylie
are
living there. Bruce is living there.
Bruce is like, no more women, please.
Get me out of here. Which is kind of funny because Bruce and Chloe are talking when they're helping Kim move their stuff, and Bruce is completely against it. Which I get, and then I was watching, I'm like, Bruce, you're being such a dick. Like, Kim's a single parent. And I'm like, no, she's not. She
That's
has a man.
That's what I was thinking, too, because I just automatically think that she's alone, even though they do mention that he just doesn't want to be on the show. I just kind of think of them that way.
It's almost, I feel like, hurting his, maybe not his rap career, but his public reputation more for not being on the show, because you look at Kim and you feel bad for her.
It makes him seem like a dick.
And he might be there all the time, but maybe he just doesn't want to be there when the cameras are rolling.
Yeah, which is sad.
And we don't know their, like, filming schedule or how that works.
He could be so supportive and, like, the greatest dad ever for all we know, but just the way it's portrayed on the show, it looks like he abandoned her.
It really does. And he, like, flew to Paris to make an album.
Yeah, and isn't helping her with any of the CPR classes or house hunting. And, I mean, that's stressful enough when you're not pregnant.
We wouldn't know he was there if, like, where we wouldn't even know he was there if she didn't mention him, like, every now and then when they do, like, the interview portions.
I feel like it's almost like product placement. Like, they have to mention him, like, twice per
episode.
Yeah,
just to make sure we know that he's still there.
Oh, he still exists. He's fine.
Yeah, so then, you're like, since he's there, like, I'm kind of for Bruce being against it, too.
Yeah.
Like, you have a man. He should find you a house.
And you have money.
You're the pregnant one. You know what I mean?
It just makes sense. And I think she didn't really want to move in the first place. It was just Chris that wanted her to. But Chris loves Kim and having her around.
Well, and
all
I thought
that
was a really cute moment at the end when Chris is like laying on the bed, or Kim's laying on the bed, and Chris comes in and like puts her feet up. And because I think Chris, at the end of the day, is a good mom. We just always see her as this crazy momager who only cares about making money, but she does care about her kids as well.
I feel like Chris is one of those people that, like, wakes up in the morning, goes to the gym, like, works her ass off, and, like, runs around all day, and then at night she'll have, like, her tequila or a glass of wine, and she gets all silly and, like, loosey-goosey.
I love when she drinks. Well, she got, like,
Me
wasted
too.
Last week.
I think next week we need to have a glass of white wine with Chris while we're watching
the
episode.
That's such a good idea.
So
not a problem.
We're on the same page as her.
So we've also got, on top of Kim moving in, we've got Brody, Bruce, and Brandon in a ping pong tournament. Pretty exciting stuff. So we find out, obviously we know Bruce is super competitive, and we kind of see that Brandon and Brody are the same way, and it starts when they're driving, and then they used to do this thing where they would run up the sand hill, and if Brody and Brandon could beat Bruce to the top, then he would give them $100.
Because he knew they wouldn't win.
So it's this cute moment where they're all, like, racing up the hill, and then obviously Bruce doesn't make it, and you see them getting along. But I kind of wonder, too, because obviously we've known from past episodes that Bruce hasn't had the best relationship with Brandon and Brody, and it almost seems like now he's trying, like, too hard to make an effort.
I feel like that, too, but I think they're just trying to work him into the show also. But I liked that they showed this part in this episode because Bruce is a huge athlete that won gold medals and all this stuff. And when we see him on the Kardashians, it's kind of like, oh, he's dealing with all this drama with his family and stuff. And in this episode, you can see why he was so successful because he has such a competitive drive. And I like seeing that in him.
Well, it's even kind of interesting how Bruce is handling Rob in this situation, too, when they're all in there playing ping pong, because he's like, Rob, you need to be more competitive. You grew up with all these women around you. That's the problem.
And it's funny because wasn't Bruce, like, there pretty much the entire time Rob was, alive?
But I think that is kind of a good point, though, because Rob is, even with his weight or with anything, Rob's, like, uber sensitive, don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, he handles situations like he's been raised on a reality show, which he has, but it's, like, everything is super dramatic and he wants to, like, talk it all out or, like, slam a door, you know what I mean? Like, all of his actions are so intense.
I wanted to touch upon, since we're speaking about Rob, the beginning of this episode started off with them talking about him wanting to start
a porn company. Because he watches a lot of porn and he knows a lot of porn stars.
And it made me change my mind about, remember we were talking about how he stays up late and he's eating and stuff, and I was like, he's a stoner, I know it. But now that he says that he's been waking up watching porn at 5 in the morning, jacking off first thing every morning, I'm kind of like, maybe he's just obsessed with porn. Maybe he's just
gross, yeah.
And the stoner thing was just...
It's kind of funny to see how he's evolved, too, because he used to be, like, this neat... Remember when he lived with Adrian, and he was, like, this OCD clean freak, and now he's like, a slob, right?
Yeah.
He hides food in his room and watches porn.
Maybe he is a stoner.
Homeboy needs some therapy.
Maybe Adrian needs to come back. I liked when they were together.
I know. He was at his best with Adrian. But I think Rita Ora kind of messed him up a lot, too.
I feel like he used to be really well-dressed, too. Like, tailored suits.
Yeah.
Very, like, he went to the gym every day and took care of himself. And now it's
But you can be overweight and still dress well.
Yeah, I have to bring that up
That's all that fit me right now. You can be overweight and still dress well.
Yeah.
Especially, it's not like he doesn't have money to have, like, a stylist or somebody help him out, you know?
Yeah, I think he just doesn't care.
Yeah.
Laziness.
Good for him, I guess.
Which is fine, I mean.
So, yeah, the Bruce and the boys get in a ping pong tournament. We got way sidetracked.
Yes.
And so they're not, I think the rule was that they weren't going to train. And so they both obviously train. And Bruce gets this, like,
they're both competitive and the same.
Which is kind of, I like what you said, I do like seeing Bruce with this competitive side, but then seeing how Brandon and Brody are like Bruce, because I've never really, like, noticed similarities before.
Me neither, and I liked that. It shows that they have the same genetics and that competitive edge, which is why they're successful. They're hard workers. I think it's funny, though, that Brandon went behind his back and hired, what's her name? Soo Yin Lee, the professional Korean ping pong
Which I didn't even know you lady. Could be a professional ping pong player.
Me
Isn't
neither.
That just like tennis for wussies?
I guess so.
Right?
Wait, what am I thinking of? Forrest Gump, the ping pong tournament.
Oh.
That's what I kept thinking of the whole
that's
episode.
That's really funny.
It's like Forrest Gump.
Maybe if Rob was playing.
Yes.
That's what I would think of. So Brandon gets Soo Yin Lee, and then Bruce gets like a ping pong ball shooter. I don't know what it's called. It actually kind of looked like fun, though.
Ball machine.
Yeah.
It does look like fun. I think it would be hard.
I like when he asked Kendall and Kylie to help him play, and they look so cute.
And their little crop top.
They're like matching outfits
with their skinny, flat stomachs hanging out.
God, yeah. They're so pretty.
They are. And Bruce is like, I have no one to play with in my family. And I'm like, your family? Like, your two sons that want to play ping pong?
With you, and you have a stepson.
Oh, and he gets the
grown.
Maid from upstairs.
Oh, yeah. What's her name? Cruz?
No one's playing with him, so he goes upstairs and asks
That's
the maid.
That's so funny.
She's never played before, and she's really bad. Well, actually, she's probably better than I would be, but he's just like, I have no one to play with.
That's
funny.
She's like, I've never played ping pong either. So good. So then the ping pong tournament happens, and Bruce loses.
And his fans were very excited about that.
He actually handled it a lot better than I thought he would. Because he's very... Remember, like, when they do the canoeing race or other things, he's, like, so competitive and gets really overworked about things. But he handled it pretty well, and Brandon got second place.
I think it's good for Brandon and Brody, too, because they were both saying that Bruce is always competitive and he always wins. And if you grow up with your dad being an Olympic
I know, I couldn't imagine that.
Beating you at everything, that's just probably, so depressing.
That's probably why Brody's such a low life. Because he's like, I'll never amount to what my father did.
So sad, but I bet it would feel great to beat Bruce. It's like,
wow,
I accomplished
Do you kind of feel like Brody's
something.
Kind of almost a deadbeat?
Kind of, but a
like
really
he's a little
hot
bit,
one.
Yeah, he's hot, but it's almost like... He's like a grown-up little boy.
He's like a deadbeat in the way that he's, like, not really doing that much.
Anything. But like, does he work? Dates
really hot girls.
Yeah.
I don't really know if he
But
works.
Even, like, his choice of woman has gone so downhill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had, like, Lauren Conrad, Paris Hilton, Kristen Cavallari, and then, like, Avril Lavigne.
Goes a little bit lower.
And now who is he dating? Like, somebody that's not even...
Yeah.
Not that you have to date somebody famous, but I feel like if you're a reality star, that should be something you strive to do.
I feel like he doesn't really have a job besides being a personality.
Yeah. But you don't even see him, like... Yes, the Kardashians are all personalities, but they've all got, like, products, and they've got...
They're working hard, though. Yeah, they work it. They're in Sears.
You don't see him doing, like, appearances anywhere or anything, really.
I think he just kind of hangs out and dates hot girls.
Probably living off that hell's money.
Which, I mean, I don't blame him.
No, not at all. But at the same time, it's kind of like, okay, how... Because how... Let's figure out how old Brody is, actually.
I want to make a guess.
Okay, well, you talk. I'm going to look it up.
28 till 30. But even if he's a deadbeat, he's gorgeous, so I still have a little crush on him.
He's, like, becoming less hot to me, though, because he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, laziness is unattractive. Just like Rob, he used to be hotter.
Yeah, I used to be attracted to Rob, too. Okay, August 21st, 1983. This is going to show how bad at math we are. Hold on, let's see.
The peroxide from our blonde hair soaked into our brain.
Yeah, washed away all of our math skills. So he'll be 30 next month.
Okay. Yes, I was
That's
in the right
close.
Range.
So it's time to get your shit together, Brody.
So all the Hill stars are going into their 30s.
That's crazy.
So weird. I always think of them being like 23.
I know. Forever 23.
Yes.
Not anymore. So before we talk about this last topic, we want to remind everybody listening to go to SerialBuddies.com. And there's a link to download Serial Buddies on iTunes and Amazon and any other digital outlet. And you can buy it for $4 or $5. And it's a serial comedy. Wait, what? A serial killer comedy. I'm like, there's a word missing here. A serial killer comedy starring Beth Bears from Two Broke Girls, Maria Menounos, Kathy Lee Gifford, Artie Lang. It's got a slew of celebrities in it, and it's really funny. And all of the money from Serial Buddies goes back into AfterBuzz so we can continue to give you these podcasts for free. So again, SerialBuddies.com. Click on the link to buy it, and we can keep giving you this for free.
Please do so.
Please, please, please. So we have to talk about, we haven't seen a Scott and Courtney fight in a while, right?
No, we haven't, and we're overdue for one.
Yeah, not since, opinion. I don't think in this season we've seen one, right?
I feel like the fight that they had in this episode was a fight that they've had in previous episodes.
Yeah, well, I feel like it's most of their fights, they, like, rehash things, because Courtney will get hormonal and then, like, lash out at Scott.
It's
or
like
Scott
the
will
same
do some, the
reason.
Same stupid thing.
Well, Scott and Kim like hanging out with each other, and they get along really well, and then they'll exclude Courtney, and she gets really jealous.
Which is kind of funny because Courtney does that to Kim, too, with Chloe. Like, Courtney and Chloe will hang out and exclude Kim. So it's kind of the same situation. But I thought Scott was being really nice because Kim calls Courtney and Scott and she's like, I can't put this stroller together. And as we know, she's a single parent because where's Kanye?
Who knows?
So Scott offers to help. And Courtney's like, I think it's odd that he's offering to help Kim because he doesn't offer to help around here.
But Scott made a good point. He wasn't an experienced parent when they were having their first kid, so he wasn't, like, building cribs and all this stuff, but now he knows how to do that stuff because he is a dad.
And it goes back to, where's Kanye? She doesn't have somebody to help her do this.
And Scott's not doing anything besides keeping up with the Kardashians.
So he's got time to go help her. And so he goes to help, and him and Kim go to lunch. And she's kind of worried. She's like, Kanye's never even held the baby before, which I thought was interesting.
Have you ever held a newborn baby?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Oh, really?
Maybe
I have, like, a huge family, though.
Oh, that's
like,
why.
I have, like, 60 cousins.
I have a tiny family. I mean, I think I've held, like, a little baby, but it's been, like, I was little when I did, so.
But even Penelope, like, Kanye should have held Penelope by this point, right?
Maybe Kanye just hasn't met any of the family yet, and we just don't know.
He kind of seems like he's not even, like, not a concern for him.
It's just...
Like, he likes Kim, and that's it.
Probably. Very exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's an interesting dynamic with them, but I like it when Scott and Kim hang out.
I do, too.
Like, they have fun, because I've seen previous episodes, or I guess a season or two before this one, I don't know if you remember, but they started going out on the town together.
Oh, yeah.
And it was when Courtney was pregnant with Penelope, I think.
Uh-huh, that was
and
really
she
funny.
She would get, she got really mad.
See, and I think, that, okay, that's
that makes
valid.
More sense,
yeah, that
though,
makes sense if you're staying at home and you're pregnant.
And you're ditching your wife.
But
to
even
go,
when she called and she's but... like pissed that they're at lunch and she's making dinner, it's like, okay, that's not that big of a deal. Like,
yeah.
She's like, I was about to make dinner. Why didn't you tell me? It's not like you, I understand if you made the dinner.
Well, they
but
made
you didn't
it
even
seem
make
like
it.
He lied, too.
Which I want to talk
Which
about, because
they didn't.
Do you think, because they ended up going to the fun, or they talked about going to the fun CPR class, and then they went to it, and that guy was creepy anyways. Really weird, right?
It was funny, I thought. It was, it did look like fun CPR, though.
They
were doing
like,
conga
dance
line,
around.
Like,
it, like, kind of grosses me out when you have to, like, do compressions on their chest.
Ooh. I know how to do CPR, and I really hope I never have to do
it. I never
it.
Want to take it, because if somebody's choking, I don't want to be the responsible one.
Same here. I'm afraid, what if I accidentally hurt the person or break their ribs? Or...
But don't you, like, legally, after you take it, like...
You're supposed
you're
to
like,
be
like, I'm
the...
CPR certified, let me step in.
Ooh,
I'd rather
I
be
hope
like,
not.
I don't know how to do this, I'll back away, you take over.
Especially on a newborn baby, could you imagine
oh
like,
my
CPR
God.
On a baby?
Yeah.
I would be afraid I'd break it.
Grosses me out. I can't do that. So this is what I want to talk to you about. Do you think if you leave something out in a relationship, it's lying?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he was lying. I think if he said he was doing something and you're doing something else, that's lying. But I think if you just don't tell someone every single fact about your day, that's not lying. You're just not telling them everything.
I mean, it's probably different if you live with the person too, but I think it's also situational.
It depends on
like,
the relationship,
like, it's not like he's...
Too.
If he's going out with your single parent sister... We're calling her a single parent, because all we know she is. If she... You know what I mean? He's going out to help her and go to CPR class. I think that's a really nice thing. And if you're reacting the way that Courtney is, I wouldn't tell her either.
Do you think that Courtney gets jealous of their relationship, though, because... They do have a lot of fun together, and they joke around, and Kim is really gorgeous, and, you know, she does get a lot of attention compared to everyone else in the family. Do you think it's kind of like a jealousy sister thing?
I could see the jealousy because of their relationship, but I don't think that Courtney would be afraid of Scott, like, hooking up with Kim.
Yeah.
Because I think she knows Kim would never do that. Like, maybe if it was a friend that this was happening to, it would be different. But I think, yes, maybe their relationship, because Scott is more playful with Kim. But it's also because Kim gives it back to him. And Courtney never likes to have fun with Scott.
Courtney can be pretty cold sometimes to him. And he's so jokestery. Like, I feel if I was with him all the time, I'd be cracking up. And she's so, like, straight face. Which
I think
isn't
maybe
bad.
She just gets annoyed with it, too, though. Because it's like, if he's always like that, like, they have two kids.
Also, when you date someone, you know, in the beginning, you are all
like,
playful
so
and fun.
Funny. And like, then after 2 months, you're like, God, I hate them.
Yeah. They're
you're
so
not
annoying.
Funny. Shut up.
Stop saying bad jokes all the time.
Yeah. So I think, I don't know. I think maybe the jealousy would be of their relationship, just like the banter they have back and forth. Mm-hmm. But I don't think.
I feel like she could be jealous, though, because I'm sure they did used to go out and have fun and go out to dinner and go to clubs. And now that they have kids and they're settled down, it's different. Do you think they're ever going to get married?
I kind of think they shouldn't.
Same here.
I think they'd get divorced if they did. I think it's better to just work out the way they are, because then it's like...
Like Kim and Kanye, they should stay.
Yeah, I don't think they should get married either.
I read an article. I was going to mention this in predictions, but it fits right here, so I'm just going to say
it.
But I read an article... That said that someone did an interview with Chris, and Chris said that she really thinks that Kim and Kanye should not get married for their careers, and especially because of Kim's last relationship. And she also said she doesn't think that Scott and Courtney should get married because it's going so well how it is now. Why would you want to ruin it?
Well, and I think they've learned to live with their kids and live together. Why do you need the title?
I think times have changed, too. Like, it used to be where everyone used to get married, and a lot of people live with their boyfriends and stuff now without being married, and that didn't...
Well, and I think even with divorce with them, too, like, for a lot of couples, they stay married because money's an issue. Whereas with Kim, like, money's never been an issue. So it's like, if it's not working out with the relationship, then you just end it. Leave. You don't have to like hold on because like, oh shit, we have a house mortgage together or a car together, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot less complicated if they lose a couple million dollars in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, if she loses like a couple million, she could just go do Playboy again. Yeah, exactly. And make it back like, so
she's
easily.
Not hurting for money.
Yeah.
And I think too with Kanye, it's they've been friends for so long that if they can make it work without getting married, I almost think it puts more pressure on the situation.
I think so too, especially since it seems so rocky with how the paparazzi and everyone.
But you know, I think like them. The idea of marriage for somebody like Kim, like freaks her out because it's such a like, it puts so much more pressure on the relationship because it's like a forever thing. Where it's like, okay, we need to be in a relationship and raise our kids together. And let's just do this. And you're not so freaking out about everything else.
And they have to be okay with her lifestyle. They have to be okay with their wife, you know, posing in skimpy outfits, being on reality TV.
Which I don't think with Kanye paparazzi. That's as big of an issue. But
he probably loves that.
I think if you look at, like, Khloé and Lamar, Khloé's very supportive of Lamar. And she'll travel to see him. And I don't necessarily know if Kim's willing to take the time off because her career is her most important thing, same as Kanye, which is fine. But I think with Khloé and Lamar, it works out because Khloé kind of sacrifices more than Lamar, it seems.
It's going to be interesting to see how Kim's relationship with Kanye pans out because when people are such big celebrities, I mean, a lot of big celebrities date each other because they understand each other's lifestyles and it works that way. But sometimes you need someone to help support you and not be focused on themselves. And they're both very focused on themselves. So it's going to be interesting to see how they are as parents, too. Because
it might just work out for them, though, if they're both like that.
Yeah. It's either going to be hit or miss.
I know. I really wish Kanye would go on the show so we could watch them interact.
He's been on some episodes in the past,
but he hasn't been on the season at all, right?
Yeah, I remember in one of the episodes, you probably saw it when he made Kim get rid of a bunch of clothes and like gave her all new clothes.
Well, and that was apparently the turning point for him because everyone gave him
crap for it.
For doing that.
I think that's what happened.
I think that's just the relationship, though. I didn't think that actually made me like him just to see how they interacted because he cared so much about her to try to like upgrade her fashion sense. And that's just their thing, which I thought was fine. I didn't think it was him being a dick. I thought that's just how their relationship works.
I didn't think he was a dick
because I think in that Kim almost needs somebody like, not that she's superficial, but she cares about that kind of thing so much, and she needs somebody on that level to understand it.
Yeah, I just feel like that was the turning point for him, and he was like, "I don't want to be back on the show." But they barely showed him; they just
but
showed
it's not like
him
people didn't like
stuff.
People have hated Kanye since he started, you know what I mean, going to award shows.
Kim gets shit talked about her on every episode. It's just something you have to deal with if you're on any reality show.
Yeah, it just comes with the territory.
I just remember in that episode, I was really depressed to see all those shoes in the pile.
Go to waste. So is Khloé.
I was like, no.
Give me those.
Give them to me.
So anyway, Scott and Courtney get in this big blow-up fight while everybody's helping Kim move in. And you're not even really sure what they're arguing about because everybody's screaming so loud. And Khloé's just like, I'm over this shit and walks out. And that's kind of how I felt because I'm like, why is everyone screaming? Because nothing really happened.
I thought I missed something.
Yeah, but I don't think we did. Happened? I just think nothing happened.
And then Scott's just like, no cursing in the baby room.
So you're bringing bad energy into here.
I think Courtney just got upset and
like blew up.
Blew up
and then I think
out.
With Chris in her mind all the time, just like gabbing, that's probably annoying too.
She was also drinking wine.
Always. Love that.
Thankfully.
I will say though, when Scott went to Courtney, and this is the first time you see Scott be like, I want to talk. Mm-hmm. And it's usually like Courtney calling Scott out. So I feel like Scott's making a lot of good progress.
I think he's so much more mature than he used to be.
I know. Well, it's funny because I used to hate Scott at the beginning of the show. And now he's my favorite.
Me too. I used to have Courtney and Kim were my favorites on the show. And now Chris and Khloé and Scott are
See, I've
most
always,
entertaining.
Khloé's been my favorite since the beginning. And then I've always hated Scott. I've always I like everybody, but I always hated Scott and loved Khloé. But now I love Khloé and Scott and I still like everybody else.
Since we're talking about who we love and hate on the show, a lot of you guys probably think we hate the Kardashians because we do talk some shit on this show, but we actually really love them.
We do.
and we're jealous of their lives, and
we want to be them.
To clear that up, because yeah. we've gotten some comments saying, like, you guys don't even like them.
We do like them, but the show is here for us to analyze. They wouldn't have a reality show if they didn't want people talking about their lives, and that's what we're here to do.
We're
for
just
you.
Making fun of them because we're jealous.
And you guys can make fun of us too. We prefer nice comments, but you can go on to iTunes and subscribe to the Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show, and please give us 5 stars and let us know your comments. All of the stars on there are from past seasons, so we would like you to rate for us and let us know what you think about two of us.
And if you guys just want to talk to us or give us some dirt or news and gossip, we're all ears.
Yeah. Comment on YouTube or iTunes. We will respond.
We love hearing you guys' thoughts.
For sure.
And opinions.
Do you want to get into some news and gossip?
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So I was just, you know, searching on Facebook for some news and gossip, and I read a few articles today. There are a lot of articles about Kim and Kanye and the baby pictures, which we talked about last
yeah.
week. And I guess they were going to send out fake baby pictures just to get people to stop, and like TMZ went crazy about it, but they still haven't put out official pictures, and everyone's freaking out because they want to know what the skin tone is of the baby. They're like, what color black is this baby going to come
That's,
out?
Well, Kim even talked about that in the episode tonight, because she's like, what I don't want to buy clothes because I don't know what shade the baby's going to be.
And then Scott was like, it's going to be black. And she's like, it still has a tone, though.
Yeah. I bet it's going to be beautiful, though, because, like, mixed babies are the prettiest babies.
They always say that the most, general. Like, ethnically mixed. That's why Brazilians are so pretty.
Yeah, and they always have the best mixed. Skin. Jealous.
But I also read it's an article about them though. Cuddling with their baby, how they've been just like hanging out in a big bed with their baby.
Really?
And
so are they living at Chris's house then?
I don't know. I'm assuming they have their own place by now.
Because it wouldn't. Yeah, well, because in the show, it's not supposed to be ready till next February.
I wonder.
Yeah.
I feel like they would have gotten sick.
I feel
of
like they can afford to speed the process along. Okay, so yeah. I read an article I wanted to talk to you about that I just remembered that said Kim. Obviously, it's going to have nannies, but she doesn't get up with the baby in the night. She lets the nannies get up and change the diaper in the night because she feels like if she's the most well-rested, then she can have the best relationship with her daughter. Which I think is interesting because isn't that like the mother-child bonding time when you're like exhausted up in the middle of the night with your baby? But Kim supposedly sleeps through the whole night so she can be the best mom when she wakes up.
I don't know about that. I think as a parent, part of the job
yeah,
is
like that's
to
part
deal
of the first couple
your
months
baby.
Suck, right?
Yeah. And it's part of the whole motherhood thing. I mean, it was a living thing inside of you
yeah.
for 9 months, and once it comes out, you should be really close to it for at least the first few months
I know.
That night.
I mean, this could be all completely a lie. I read it on Perez Hilton, so who knows?
Oh, yeah, but same with my stuff. It was on Facebook on, like,
but it's all here. Very interesting. Do you have any predictions?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I predict that in upcoming episodes, it's going to be very entertaining to watch Chris and Kim living together and to see what Chris does. I'm excited. She'll probably be doing silly, crazy things preparing for the baby, but who knows what.
Yeah, that'll because I feel like Kim's not going to be able to handle that. Like,
I think
it's
she's
nice
gonna
the
move
first
out
night.
Soon.
Yeah, maybe that'll be what we find out where she's living now.
I was thinking when we were watching the episode too that she obviously doesn't need to move in with her mom, she doesn't need to save money or anything. But it's perfect for the show.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So I think that's why they're having her move in.
I agree. That's interesting. I think I'm excited to see Rob and Lamar's thing, because Lamar's going to inspire Rob to hopefully get his life back together. And I miss Lamar on this season. I like Lamar.
I like seeing more of Chloe and Lamar in all the episodes. And I feel like Lamar jumped on the bandwagon with Kanye to not be on the show anymore, which makes me sad. But
yeah, he's coming back.
Yes.
We got this. So, guys, we will be in here next week, but until then, you can follow us online. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Danica Kennedy, and check out my website, danicakennedy.com.
And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Jason Eichler, and we will see you guys in here next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.